question. How do we balance our relationship with our family, friends, family, parents, siblings and others when they are not devotees and we are new, fragile devotees? So first of all, when we practice bhakti, initially we go through a lot of, we may ourselves have had our reservations. This question, this doubt, that doubt. And certain things we like, because of which we may decide to practice bhakti. So, often we require time to make our decisions. But then, if somehow we become convinced, yes, bhakti is what I have to practice. Then somehow, because of our conviction, we expect that our conviction should translate as their conviction. So we don't give others time to develop themselves, to make their choices, to gain their understanding. So if we have to balance our relationships, that means the primary thing is we respect others as individuals. And if we are practicing something, yes, we need room for practicing, but others also need room for making their decisions. So if we try to impose anything or insist on practicing something, we may well alienate them. At the same time, if they have some concerns about our practicing the bhakti, we try to clarify as much as possible. This is your concern, this is the reason why I am practicing this. And we try to address their concerns, and once we address those concerns, if they still have some reservations, then we have to create a safe zone where, you know, we can practice our things and they can do their things. In general, the best way to deal with others is to, through our own changed, improved behavior. If people see that, if our relatives, our friends, our family members, they see that this practice of bhakti, the philosophy of bhakti, that doesn't make sense to me. But whatever it is, this has made this person better. Then they will ask, why is this happening? So in general, the important thing is we don't impose, but let our bhakti transform ourselves positively. Let our actions speak. If our actions speak, then that will be the most persuasive way in which we can allay their concerns and be able to continue in our spiritual practice. And inspire them also to come towards spiritual practice eventually.